Roofworks. If you belong to an HOA and your residents are facing the prospect of replacing your roofs, or maybe you're on a committee looking into that, if that's the case, over the next several minutes, we'll be sharing some of the concerns that you might have and try to answer those. Welcome to The Works. With me, Holly Bowers, Executive Vice President at Roofworks. Holly, Roofworks has been around a long time. How long has your company been involved in servicing HOAs?
Well, I mean, honestly, that was, you know, from the very start of the company, that was a big portion of their business and still continues to be a big portion of our business. We've got a huge service and maintenance department along with a full replacement department. And we do work on both sides. So if they have roof leaks coming in or, you know, need full replacements for the neighborhoods, we absolutely do both.
So what percentage of your company is specifically dedicated to this kind of work?
Probably at least 60%, if not more than that.
Tell me what makes working with HOAs different from your typical residential customer.
Well, the thing with HOAs is it's much more complex. You have a lot more people involved, obviously, with these townhome condo communities. There are a lot of homeowners out there. So it's not just pleasing one single family homeowner. You have to take into account all of these people that are involved that live out there, traffic coming and going, logistics, and property management companies that are managing the finances of these HOAs, along with HOA boards that come together. They put their own free time to come together to help make that neighborhood a better place to live.
I'd imagine being proactive in addressing roofing needs for an HOA is important, but I'm sure you've discovered some roofs that are badly needing of servicing when you start the process, right?
Oh, yeah. And especially nowadays, I mean, we've sat here. I had this conversation this morning with one of my colleagues, and the price points today versus what they were 10 years ago, they have tripled just from inflation. A lot, you know, we saw the storms coming through in 2011, which jacked the prices up quite a bit. But even now, today, it's three times the amount. And it's very difficult for HOAs to come up with these kind of funds because they weren't prepared for it. They weren't prepared, you know, even 5 years ago to pay for full replacements. They thought they were, but with the inflation that came through, especially since COVID, it's really, really been a hindrance for everyone trying to figure out what they have the money for versus giving special assessments out for these properties to come up with the money for the funds. And our big thing, service and maintenance is huge, because what we want to do is make those roof systems last them as long as they can. So it gives them more time to buy, to come up with the funds needed to do full replacements. But when we get to a point, we had a couple neighborhoods that we work with constantly that if we're getting more work orders coming in than what really economically makes sense, we're definitely going to say, okay, I think it's time. Let's work on replacements. It doesn't make any sense to do $6,000 worth of repair on a building when you could just go ahead and get that cycle replacement done instead of throwing money away in repair. So we really try to help them go through that budget process, doing annual roof inspections, maintenance plans to help the longevity of those roof systems last them as long as they can.
Hopefully we have someone listening today that is on an HOA committee. What is their first step?
Really, get in with a good roofing company. You need to know what's going on up there to understand what's needed for, you know, the present and the future. Get roof inspections done. Drone inspections don't work. You need to get boots on the roof. It's very, very important to have people up there inspecting those buildings, pulling shingles up, figuring out the nail patterns, looking at the flashing details, and all the things that are required for you to get a very proper inspection report put together. We're very thorough with ours, and there's a reason for it, because we need to know exactly what's going on in every roof system. So that's the first step. Figure that part out. And then also start getting budget numbers. If you know replacements are 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, you need to go ahead and get that priced so you can start figuring out how you're going to come up with the funds to do those replacements.
Can they lock in pricing?
Not necessarily if it's that far out, you know, 6 months maybe, but the way that prices are fluctuating so much, it's very difficult for us to do that. But what we do is give them the best advice we can possibly give them to help carry them through this whole process.
What are some of the concerns HOAs have shared with you?
There's so many different ones. I mean, it really depends. The things that we've seen is, you know, we've had to replace neighborhoods 10 years old because of poor workmanship from new construction. They weren't prepared for that. You're not prepared to replace a roof 10 years in when you're thinking you got 5-10 more years ahead of you. But every situation is unique and different. So it's kind of hard to say to put it all in one big bubble, because you have to treat each one individually to give them really the best advice you can.
Well, we thought it would be helpful to talk with an HOA that you are working with presently to share their experience through the process. This is Bill Ellis. He is the president of an HOA in the Triangle and someone that has actually served on an HOA roofing committee.
We had an engineering firm put some companies in front of us, and we interviewed all of them, and RoofWorks came out on top. They were the best ones. And I can't tell you how pleased I am with the work that they did and the way they managed the project. I was particularly pleased, and what was very helpful for our community was that they were able to work with us on the pricing and the timing of the project that fell within our parameters, but they were also able to bill us in a way that was helpful as well. So they did everything they could do to deliver a fantastic product, but they also did a nice job of managing the money part and the timing that fit the specific needs of our community. It was a big job and a huge job for us, and they were very accommodating. The end of the day, the work was top quality, and the community members have spoken to me in glowing terms of the way the workers handled themselves and the way they managed the cleanup every day and the efficiency with which they performed all the hard work. We couldn't be more pleased. I mean, we would recommend them to anybody that was asking about putting a roof on a house, or particularly putting a roof on a house in a neighborhood that required 110 of them.
110. That's the size that you deal with?
Oh, yeah. Yep, it is. I mean, and sometimes they do full neighborhoods, and sometimes they phase it out. It really just depends on their budget and what they can afford at the time. But we've worked in every scenario. And I love to hear things like that, because that's what we've been doing HOAs for so long, and it means so much to us, because that's a lot of money in people's homes. It's their lives, and it has to be taken seriously.
What was you talking about concerning billing?
So with the billing, I mean, we always talk up front to figure out what's going to be best to accommodate them. When you have big projects like that, the thing that you don't want, do not ever give all your money to a contractor on the front end. Absolutely not. You may ask for a deposit to cover, you know, a little bit of the funds for material costs, but you should never, ever, ever pay up front. First and foremost, a lesson. We've had people that have paid contractors up front in full, and they never show back up, which is some of the things that we talk about on our other show. But yes, we have worked with plenty throughout the years. Some HOAs get financed through banks. Some we need to finance them, which we've helped them out in situations like that. But what we typically like to do is phase out as we work through. You know, we might do 5 buildings and then send an invoice. Do 5 more, send an invoice. That was a huge project that took many, many months to do. So we just kind of work through the money and the funds as we work through the project.
I actually visited this community, and I thought it must be a challenge to make sure of the uniformity, making sure all the roofs look the same.
Yeah, I mean, and it's very important that, one, they understand the roof system that they're buying into, and they get a good warranty to back it up. So that's all of those things are very important on the front end, that the HOA asks tons and tons and tons of questions, because for us, what we want to do is minimize the maintenance for them on the back end. That's why we put those full complete roof systems on with better roof components, so we don't have to come back in 5 years and replace pipe boots, because guess what's going to happen? They're going to come out of pocket $50,000. Could we do that? Absolutely. But we don't, because we don't want them to have to incur those expenses. Once they get the roof done, we want them to save money and work on the next big project the HOAs have. We're honest about it. There's products that aren't going to last them, that is going to put them in a maintenance plan, but that's not what we want for them. We want them to make this big investment, and then it's there for the long haul. We stand behind it throughout the lifespan of the roof, in addition to giving them a workmanship warranty from the manufacturer that's going to cover any potential issues with the products that are put on. So from that point, they're covered from the beginning of this process all the way until the next duration of their replacement cycle.
Based on RoofWorks experience, is there any particular age of a roof when an HOA should start the process?
Yeah, that's why I said it's very good if you're not 100% sure what, you know, how much life you have left on the roof, or even if you switch management companies, say, and they don't have good record keeping of previous historical repairs, and you're not really sure, just get a roof inspection done. Get us out there. We'll put a thorough report together. We explain on every building, every unit, what's going on, what's needed, and if you're close to a cycle of replacement, we'll also give you a budget number for that too.
RoofWorks, for your home, your business, and your HOA. How can someone with an HOA contact you to start this process?
So you can call us at 919-852-2660, or you can visit us on the web and put in an estimate request at roofwerks.com.
Thank you, Holly. For Holly Bowers, I'm Mike Slayman, and you've just heard The Works.